I'm just looking through some numbers here, and I find some things astonishing. In the wake of Donald Trump's bond being cut from $354 million plus interest and so on, but it means Letitia James can't go get Trump Tower or Seven Springs Golf Course or anything else because the appellate division in the city of New York said this is insane. And they dropped the bond from $354 million to $175 million yesterday, a reduction of 68%. On the same day, Donald Trump's merger of True Social with another company has been approved, increasing his net worth by $3 to $3.5 billion. His biggest day ever was yesterday. It has to have the Democrats' heads exploding, because here's the problem the Democrats are really facing right now. Let me give you the real clear politics average for the seven swing states. Trump leads in all of them. In Arizona, plus 5.2%. In Georgia, plus 5.2%. In Michigan, by 3.5 points. Nevada, 3 points. North Carolina, 4.4. Pennsylvania, by a hair, 0.2. Wisconsin, by a hair, 0.8. But in those first five states, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, there's not a single poll, not one, with Joe Biden leading. That's a problem, and I don't think that the voting blocs in America are going to forgive Joe Biden for the open border or for the failure that is Bidenomics. I mean, here we are in North Carolina. You go out for dinner, you know, and you look at the price of things, and it's like, good Lord. I mean, it's jaw-dropping how expensive everything is. You go into the grocery store, pick up a few things. You got a smattering of things in your cart. It's $50, $60, $70. You're like, I didn't buy anything. You take the kids and mom and dad and two kids go through the drive-thru at McDonald's. It's a $40 decision. 40 bucks. Value meals were $5, remember, or less. $3.99 for a value meal. Yeah, $40 decision to go through the drive-thru of a fast food restaurant. If you go through Chick-fil-A, you better mortgage the house. God bless Chick-fil-A, but they're a little bit more expensive. If you go to Five Guys, one burger might cost you almost 20 bucks or more. We learned that. Yeah, so all seven swing states favor Donald Trump today. Five of them have not had a poll favoring Biden at all in months. This is the Steve Gruber Show.